Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am back with my co-host, Casey B, and today I'm surprising him with the topic, and he's going to laugh about it, but it's a real simple, quick episode today. But before we get into, we'll call it the meat of the episode, not the meat and potatoes, you'll get that later once I talk about what the actual topic is. First, we'll do our roasts and toasts, our highs and lows of the week. I'm going to go first because my roast wasn't very exciting, so I'm just going to get it out of the way. But my roast is that I've been getting these sinus migraines like no other, and it is just driving me insane. Every time after I go to work and work a day wearing a mask, the next day I have this migraine full of congestion. And when you went to the doctor, you said a lot of people were having sinus infections. I am getting like chronic sinus infections over and over again, and it's terrible. And on Monday, I thought that my eyeball was literally gonna fall out of my head because my one eyeball was in so much pain. Oh, it's terrible. I'm so tired of it. I don't know what to do, but anyways, that's the roast. I don't know what to do because I know like I have to wear a mask and stuff, but I like it's rough. It's a hard life and I don't know. But started taking Sudafed and that seemed to help, and I got a neti pot, so we'll see how that works. Haven't used the neti pot yet. If you guys don't know what that is, it's like this thing where you put the I haven't used it yet because we don't have any distilled water.
Yeah, and you gotta boil the water.
Yeah, so you use distilled water, and you put in this little thing that looks like a tea kettle, and you like put in your nose, and it helps like, I don't know, it helps with your sinuses. But I haven't done it because I didn't have distilled water, and I'm a disaster. So, we'll see.
Wait, so do you just put the pot in your nose, or you put the water from the pot?
No, you use the pot to put water in your nose.
Okay.
Like a tea kettle.
I thought you were just saying you just put the thing like, in, like you're smelling water.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here you put your spout in the nose for the neti pot.
Fantastic.
That's it. Okay.
That's good.
Oh god, people are gonna turn this off this week. Okay, what's your roast, Casey?
My roast, it's a little roast this week, but every day this week I've just been hitting my shin in the same exact spot all goddamn day, and it is driving me crazy.
We all know you're a klutz, so
you can see it. That's just from bumping it there. It's all
are you bumping it on the same thing every day or different?
No,
things?
Different things, but it's the same level, same spot every day. It's the
maybe it's a sign. I don't know what it would be.
I need to cut my leg off.
I don't know what the sign would be, but
oh man, trailer hitches and then just random boards sticking out of units. All kinds of stuff. It's been terrible.
Do you have a toast to share with everyone for the week?
My toast is that you got me a book.
I did. I got you this book, and it was your present for Valentine's Day. I knew it was going to be late, but then, unfortunately, it got delivered to our old apartment, and I couldn't get it, so it's gone. So then I ordered it again, and for whatever reason, I know that I updated my address on Amazon. The last package, it was my mistake. I switched up the billing and the shipping. My bad. This time, I know I made sure the address was right. And I think Amazon switched it back because it was like, it went back. And so then it got delivered over there again. But since that time, I set up mail forwarding. Finally, I mean, we haven't lived there for months now, but I set up mail forwarding and it got mailed over to us. So this gift was a long time in the making, but I'm really glad that you like it and you're reading. I'm always encouraging people to read.
I'm reading a book. It is crazy.
And you're really enjoying it.
Yeah, I really like it.
So do you want to tell everyone what you're reading? Or is it a secret?
It's a secret right now.
Really good for the podcast.
It's a secret. You'll hear more about it after Lindsay listens to it. Or not listens to it, reads it.
Yeah, so we're probably both going to read it. It is The Tao of the Wu, and it's by RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan. And I mean, you started reading it, so I think you should explain what it's about a little bit so far. Because I don't really know what it's about. It's a memoir of sorts.
Yeah, I'm pretty early into the book still, so it's kind of just developing. But so far, it's talked about just like knowledge of self and like his kind of just stories from when he was younger and like learning about Islam and all these different religions and ideologies and trying to absorb as much as he could. And yeah, it's just awesome. It was so cool.
So it's a memoir with philosophical reflections and thoughts, I would say.
Yeah.
So we are probably both going to read it and then do a podcast about it, because that kind of goes with the theme of the podcast. And we never, ever read the same book. The last book that we actually read, Casey read it years ago, and I just read it this beginning of this year, was Fight Club. And we thought about doing a podcast about it, but it's just really dark. And and we tried to watch the movie, and then our DVD was scratched because we live in the early 2000s.
I watched it too many times.
Yeah, we use DVDs still. Because, oh my gosh, I was listening to a podcast today, and they're talking about all the streaming wars, and I'm just so overwhelmed. And during the Super Bowl, they kept promoting like the Paramount Plus streaming, and I guess a ton of stuff is going to be on there. And we've talked about this before, how we both love the show Yellowstone. And I guess the makers of Yellowstone are making not only a prequel to Yellowstone in Montana, they're doing something that's another show called Four Sixes, about Four Sixes Ranch in Texas. So they're making like two shows. And I'm like, you know, I am excited about this if it's going to be as good as Yellowstone, but I don't want spinoffs. I just want to know what happened. Yeah. Like, just keep the show going. These spinoffs, they just never turn out good. Can you think of a single spinoff show that's turned out good?
I'm trying to,
like,
but
I cannot. Like, the last one I can even remember is when they made, I don't even know how far this went. How I Met Your Mother. We heard like, oh, they're going to make a How I Met Your Father. And then they had like the pilot and like two episodes that I think it fizzled out.
Yeah.
And I feel like all of these spinoffs fizzle out. Like, just put your money, your time, your energy into the freaking show that's working. Like, they didn't do a Game of Thrones, or they're doing a Game of Thrones spinoff though. I don't think it's going to be as good as Game of Thrones.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm speaking very soon about this, but we'll see. I am excited about seeing this Texas one and the Four Sixes Ranch, but I'm just kind of confused why they're doing two spinoffs now. I mean, the show's only in season 3, unless they're thinking about ending Yellowstone already, but they can't.
They can't do that. No, there's too much. They left us on a cliffhanger.
I mean, they could do like one more season and end it, but I don't want them to. I'm worried it's going to be one of those shows that just ends far too soon.
This isn't freaking Great Britain. This isn't England. We don't do 3-season shows.
Yeah, I would like it. I mean, I'm trying to think. Oh, okay. One spinoff that is good but not great is Station 19, which is a spinoff of Grey's Anatomy with the fire department instead of the hospital.
Yeah, I don't think there's any shows that I watch that spinoff or
okay,
spin-off.
But like, you can say that, but you also love Marvel.
That's true.
A million spinoffs of the Marvel superheroes.
Oh yeah, it's a whole thing.
I can't with
it. It's a whole thing.
We talked about having a podcast one time where Jimmy, who was on the podcast previously, and one of my other coworkers and Casey, like, taught me all about the Marvel universe, because there's I don't know, like, how many people? A million?
I don't even know. It's crazy.
And maybe that would be entertaining, but maybe it would not be fun for anyone. Like, I feel like if you like Marvel, you know. If you don't like Marvel, you don't know, or you don't care, which is me. I only care about Iron Man. That's it.
What about Thor?
Don't care.
Don't care? What about Scarlett Johansson?
I like Scarlett Johansson. I've never seen one of the movies with her in it. So I don't care about her that much, apparently. Like, whatever. Okay.
Okay, fine.
Moving on. That was your toast was what? I got on a tangent about TV. I just had to talk. Oh, yeah. I had to talk about the streaming wars because I'm just like, I want to do a whole episode about all the different streaming situations and technology and life. And it's a lot going on. But I just had to talk to you about the Paramount thing because sometimes if I don't tell you things while we're recording the podcast, I'll just forget about it. And I don't tell you till like a week later. So my toast is kind of a big piece of what I wanted to talk about this week on the podcast. My toast is that I read David Chang's book, Eat a Peach, and a lot of people might know David Chang from his show on Netflix, Ugly Delicious, but he's a restaurateur and a chef who he's been working for a long time, and he's one of those kind of celeb chefs who, there's a lot of celeb chefs. I would appreciate it if you weren't yawning while I'm talking this entire time.
I got tired.
You're making me really sad. So this book was the best book I've read so far this year, which I know it's only February, but it was my 10th book of the year, and I feel like it is just setting the bar so high. It was an amazing, amazing memoir. It touched on so many different topics, and I love chefs. It's just something I've always really liked. Like Top Chef is one of my favorite shows ever, and I think a lot of people enjoy watching chefs on TV, and everyone likes to eat, but hearing like a written book about being a chef is something that there's not a ton of stuff out there like that. You mostly consume stuff about food like on TV. It's not really just written form in your, you know. Or like he has a podcast too, but it's like audio and reading. Those things aren't really big in food. It's more visual or than actually eating the food, which is obviously the best. But I really resonated with this book. He talks about just his life as kind of a workaholic. And the really interesting thing to me about chefs is that they have to like be a workaholic. They have to grind it out, like start at the bottom, do like the shit work all the time. Like you have to do dishes, you have to take the trash out. And he talks about that. It's not like just because he's a celebrity chef doesn't mean like, oh, I just fly around the world and eat pizza with Anthony Bourdain. And like it, he talks about just his life coming up through the ranks and kind of how every chef has to do that. But really the way that he thinks and wrote just really resonated with me. I just want everyone to read this book. But he touches on just work in general, like I said, and his career, and then also like his ideas for running a business were very interesting. He says that he's very data oriented and analytical, and he thinks of like every experience as a point of data. So like every failure is a piece of data that he can use to get better. And then just some of the ways that he ran his team, I thought that I was like, oh my gosh, we're like completely on the same wavelength. And then he would say something about how he wanted his entire team at the end of the day to like send an email chain of like things that went good and went bad every single day. I'm like, that is the opposite of what I would want. I was like, don't tell me, like, just do it right. And, but I really resonated with just his, the way that he works. He also talks a lot about his depression, which was very interesting. I read a lot of books from people who work in, you know, business or own their own business, and a lot of memoirs, and people have talked about depression, but the way that he wrote about it was just very different, very raw for somebody who's a celebrity in the public eye, and like really relatable in a way. He said his depression kind of manifests in his workaholicism, and just it, I have a lot of quotes from the book highlighted. I just really want to suggest people read this book, but it's just so interesting how a chef is somebody who has to grind it out, start from the bottom, keep moving their way up, you know, keep just working, go, go, go.
And also you have to be like the creative side as well to make it work and to be famous and do what you really want to do. So anyways, that's a long tangent on the book, but it's called Eat a Peach. But I just really wanted to suggest that book and talk about it. And I just want everyone to read it. And if you read it, maybe you'll understand me more. But I hope it like helps people understand themselves more. Like, I've never read a book and been like, oh my God, like they get me when they're talking about work. I think a lot of books talk about emotional things that you connect with, but I haven't read a ton of books that speak about work in a way that I really felt. So the book is called Eat a Peach, and I wanted to say this quote that I remembered while I was like done with the book. It's from Dita Von Teese, and she says, "You can be the ripest, juiciest peach in the world, and there's still going to be somebody who hates peaches." So the book Eat a Peach doesn't really have anything to do with eating a peach, and you don't even get to it till like the very end. But the real thing I wanted to talk about this week, Casey, was we were driving and listening to the radio the other day. We're listening to your radio show that you always listen to, The Men's Room, and they were going through the top 10 favorite pizza toppings and the top 10 least favorite pizza toppings. And everyone can kind of think, you know, obviously like pepperoni is going to be the top and sausage is up there. And I don't even remember all the ones that were at the very top, but they did that first. And then they went through the list of the least favorites. And it was like a game on the radio, you know, somebody's guessing. And it just like, it's funny because it's not a big deal. But I really wanted to just share this thought that I had, and this was going to be the idea of the episode. But mushrooms and olives were on both lists of your favorite and your least favorite. And it's such a simple thing, but in this simple term, you know, not everyone's going to be pepperoni.
No.
And there's still people who don't like pepperoni. There's people who hate pepperoni because they're vegan and they think it's evil. And I just want to, like, if you think of yourself as a pizza topping, not in like, oh, the fun, you know, if I was a pizza topping, I would be sausage because I'm spicy. But like, if you just really think about it, we always want people to like us or, you know, we want to impress everybody, or we want everyone to think of us like, oh, you're doing a good job, or, you know, you don't want anyone to hate you. And not, there's always going to be somebody who doesn't like you. And there's people who hate things that seems like everybody else loves. And I think that's perfectly fine. So what do you think about me talking about your silly radio show and their little quiz that they were doing? Oh, this is why I didn't tell you what we're talking about in the episode, because you're like, what? And I wanted you to giggle.
Talking about, you just wanted to hear me giggle. I agree with what you're saying. I really do, and I know I say that a lot. It's because you make very good points.
I just want people to think about this, because I do this all the time, and I said this previously, and I want to keep saying it more and more. Like, this podcast is not a look at me, like, I know everything. It's like, come with me. Like, this is something I struggle with, and like, I had a little breakthrough when they're talking about pizza toppings, and these little breakthroughs can come from anywhere. So maybe this pizza topping conversation will be a little breakthrough for you when somebody looks at you and doesn't like what you're wearing, or doesn't laugh at one of your jokes, or whatever it is. I asked some of my friends to say stuff that they love that a lot of other people don't like. So if you have anything you want to share, Casey, or the other way around, something you don't like that it seems like everybody likes, or just unpopular opinions in general, because it's just something we in this technological age when everyone's on social media, I see it in a lot of ways. You know, somebody says they don't like a TV show, and then there's a mob mentality where people are like, why would you, how, what? And it's like, people can have like different opinions about things. And sometimes somebody just, that different opinion would be they don't like you.
Yeah.
And you can't be everyone's cup of tea. You can't be everyone's pepperoni. Sometimes you're an olive. And with that, when I said, what is something or someone you love but know other people don't? And somebody said that they love olives. she said, I'm obsessed with all kinds and want to travel to Morocco, the olive capital of the world. And that made me laugh. And it made me think about how I love oysters and a lot of people don't like oysters. And I love going to South Bend, the oyster capital of the world. Another person said they love beets, and then they're like, but other people say it reminds, it seems like you're eating dirt. And mushrooms are obviously a big one. I love mushrooms. A lot of people hate it. Sushi. Some people are like, sushi is like the meal I want on my deathbed. Like, that's the last thing. That's my absolute favorite go-to.
Puts you right over the edge.
And then other people will say, that's disgusting. I would never eat that.
I do like sushi.
I know you do, and I don't. I mean, I think I need to try it again. But, and then people said Taylor Swift, and that's a big, like, I could talk about the whole Taylor Swift thing for a long time. I went through a love-hate relationship with her. I'm back on the love side, but, you know, that's a whole thing. I am just in shock about this one. Somebody said that they don't like macaroni and cheese.
Hmm.
She's gonna listen to this and be like, yep, that's me.
What in the world?
I just am shocked. Somebody else said they don't like Pam from The Office, like as a character. And yeah. I don't like Pam either. Yeah. So I feel you there, bud. But and that's a whole other thing. Some people hate The Office, and other people will watch The Office every single night before they go to bed.
Like us back in.
We would watch The Office almost every single night. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but I know we all know these things. I'm not saying anything people don't know, but sometimes you just have to think about this and apply it to yourself and your life, because I know certain people don't like me, and I just need to remember it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No, but people don't like Oprah. She might be, I don't know who the most likable person in the world is, but, you know. It used to be Ellen, but now nobody likes Ellen. Then there's things that like people are really split 50-50 on. Like mint chocolate chip ice cream. Some people's favorite. Some people think it's disgusting. Like, there are so many things in our lives that we have our own opinions about. Like, you know, good for them, not for me. We just got to remember.
Well, it mainly just makes me think back when I was, like, creative control making up pizzas. And
back to like, the pizzas.
Back to the pizzas. But it's like the best seller was one that I made up, and it was a curry pizza.
We talk about the curry pizza all the time. People are tired of hearing about the curry pizza.
But then there was, like, there's other one. I made this barbecue sauce from scratch. I had no idea how to make a barbecue sauce. I'm like, I'm just gonna try this out, and it's like I did all this crazy stuff and basically cooked down beer to make that for the base of the sauce and made the pizza to match it and everything. And I'm like, I'm proud of what I did here. I don't really care if anybody likes it or not. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm satisfied with this. And it's like, people like it, that's cool. But if they don't, that's on them.
That's a good point. Like, this can be applied to ourselves. Like, obviously, we're not all going to be somebody's cup of tea, but it can also go to something, like we talk about a lot, if you're creating something, and it kind of goes back to a couple weeks ago, knowing your audience or finding your audience or finding your people. Like, some people will absolutely love this podcast, and some people will say, we're super annoying and they hate us. And it's like, sometimes you have to weigh the options, like what makes you happier, creating something and getting some hate or not creating and not getting any hate. Like, and I haven't gotten any to my face. I'm sure people probably make fun of me sometimes, but that's okay. If I scroll through and see the most famous podcast or some of my favorite podcasts, I'll scroll through and people say, this is absolutely terrible. Well, I can't believe they did this. Like, anyone who's successful gets criticism all the time. And like, if you're not getting criticism and if everyone likes everything you're doing, you're just not seeing the people who don't like it, probably. Like, no, nobody is everybody's cup of tea.
Oh, man. And then, yeah, I don't, another thing with me personally, it's like I'm harder on myself than anybody could possibly be. And that's like, that definitely manifests in when I'm building stuff. And, and it's like, I did the whole interior of our office at work. And I can still walk in there 2 years later and pick out, just nitpick all the little things that could have been better, I didn't do quite right. And it drives me crazy. Like every single thing that I build, and I see something that's just not right, doesn't come together perfectly flush. And it's just part of holding yourself to a higher standard than other people are too, you know?
Mm-hmm. People don't care about you or what you're doing even close to half as much as you do.
Yeah.
And with that example, I mean, people come into your office that you're talking about that you did all the interior work on, and they say, you know, there's probably more than one person a week, but we'll say at least one person a week that comes and says, oh my gosh, it's beautiful in here. Look at this. And they'll be like a lady who will like tap her husband and be like, why don't you do this? Like, come on, like make it look like this. Like, you are setting a standard. And I think anyone who's creating, whether it's food, a podcast, woodworking, painting, whatever, like you're setting a standard for yourself, and then other people look at it like, what would we do without these examples? What would we do? How would we compare? You can't compare things like DiGiorno to Domino's, to your fancy wood fire pizza. Like, everyone is in the mood for different things at different times. Like, I don't know if that made sense. We're also watching a great show right now. It's called Fast Foodies. Wanted to recommend that. It's on Hulu. They recreate a fast food dish, and then they elevate the fast food dish. And we love it because we love food. I love anything with, like, fast food and reality TV, and two of the chefs are from Top Chef, which is one of my favorite shows. But I think that's all that I got for today. It was like kind of a weird segue, but I really wanted to talk about food, chefs, creativity, pizza toppings, and comparison, and how all those things kind of go together. And I had a little breakthrough, and breakthroughs come from everywhere. So I want to share it with you guys. And I knew as soon as I heard it when we were in the car, I was like, that's what we're going to talk about this week on the podcast. And I didn't tell Casey because he would have overthought it. So
yeah. Yeah, that'll happen.
So thank you to the men's room. You guys joking around about reading random pizza toppings. I hope you guys like think about this next time you eat pizza. I hope you think about me. That's all I could ever ask for. So if you enjoyed this episode, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It's my birthday soon, and so that's all that I want is more 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. And then we'll be back next week. I'll probably do a birthday episode talking about goals for next year of my life and where this year ended up when we're in lockdown, and a lot of my goals were about traveling and doing fun things, and they didn't happen, but some of my goals did happen. So I think we're good. One more time, the book is called Eat a Peach by David Chang. Read it. I'll put a link in the show notes. And you got anything else, KCB?
Just party on.
Oh, no, you said it too early.
Oh, I did?
We're supposed to do it together.
Oh, my Lanta.
Okay. Follow us on Instagram. Visit the website, pishposhpodcast.com. And have a fabulous day. Eat some pizza. And
party on.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on.